Good morning. Hope everybody's having a good day out there. Listen to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday morning. And with this being the second Tuesday of the month, joining us here in studio, as he does every second and fourth Tuesday of the month, we have the city manager of Goffville, Mark Hall, joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning. I hope you are having a good day today. A little chilly out there, but it could be worse. It could be ice. And thankfully, we don't have that this morning. All right. Of course, we do have the city commission meeting happening tonight at 6:30 over at City Hall. And, you know, of course, there's the consent agenda, which is the city paying its bills. And then we're going to get to the regular agenda items. And we do have a few things on under the public hearing, special presentation, proclamation section of the agenda tonight, do we not?
Yes. For commission consideration, what this is item one and two. It is a property at 820 East 11th, which... there is an abandoned sewer under, and of course this dates back clear back in the 80s, if not longer, and it is one of those that there is a building over which building over a sewer is not allowed, but it is one of those there is no need for a sewer. So this is just a cleaning up of the property. As far as an easement that was there, that will be removed. So that's for commission's consideration. Both of those items relate to the same thing.
Right. So the public hearing for the consideration, then the ordinance 2001 ordering the vacation of the easements within that area. Mm-hmm. All right. No old business on the agenda, but we do have some new business. And the first item on that is has to do with the Coffeyville Public Library.
Yes. The commission will consider the appointment of the Coffeyville Public Library Board of Trustees. It is one of those. We have some candidates and a position is open, and it is the city's duty to appoint that board. So that will be on the discussion tonight.
All right. That'd be one of the first things on the new business. Also, the next thing, it has to do with Resolution 2215.
Yes. For commission's consideration, it is a renewal of a contract. Between Roger Cossard as the public defender. It is one of those. It's been a long time since that's been renewed, and it is one of those the commission further consideration is the renewal of that contract as the public defender.
All right. So, and then moving on after that is the next resolution, 2216.
Yes, and this is another... kind of a housekeeping that dates back many years. There was bonds issued in 2000 to the Windsor Place. It is one of those. Those are now being taken care of and for commission consideration, the retirement of those bonds that were issued.
All right. So basically, the bonds will be allowed to be retired. At that
yes,
point, so.
And this is terminates the land restriction that are attached to those.
Okay. So, And then the next one is 2217.
This is for commission's consideration. Is there are two union contracts? One with the police union, the FOP. And the other is the International Union of Operators and Engineers, and that is for commission consideration renew those contracts.
All right, so basically it just says the contracts have expired, and then this is just me saying, hey, we're renewing them pretty much.
Well, and that's both parties have been in negotiations, and the result of those is the formal approval of the agreement by the city commission. But both parties have, and both of the unions have conducted negotiations with the city. And it's time to move forward.
And everybody's agreed to everything and ready to move on.
So far, yes.
So, all right. So, and that is the third item on the new business agenda. And then, or actually the fourth item on the new business agenda. And then, of course, the your report and the comments from the commissioners and staff. So that meeting is happening tonight at 6:30. So Mr. Hall, if somebody would like to come out to the meeting, obviously everybody's welcome to come out to it. But if they would like to come out, how can they get there?
You bet. If you go to the east side of City Hall, there's a walkway that goes down to the customer service store. And it's a single door. If you'll go through that and then turn to your left, you'll see elevators. And if you'll take those as second floor, you'll find the commission room. And we welcome all citizens to the meetings. We learn from those. I know the city commission embraces that. There's always good and bad, but we can't get any better unless we start talking. So it is open to the public, and you're invited in, and we'll have a seat for you, and they enjoy your presence. So
absolutely, and absolutely, you know, and of course, I forgot to say it, because there is a section where you guys have comments from the public. So
you bet.
If somebody has like an issue, you guys can bring it up to in front of the commissioners and let them know, hey, this is an issue. Can we get some help on this or something?
So, you bet.
So anyway, that is going to be tonight, 6:30 at City Hall, tonight's City Commission meeting. Mr. Hall, I appreciate you coming in today, and we hope you have a good day.
You bet. And be safe, Coffeeville.
Absolutely. All right, let's go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we will have more for you. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday morning.